Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Bill Brandt is our guest, our good friend, 21-year member of our Brain Trust, president, CEO, founder of Development Specialists, Inc., a global problem-solving organization. He helps countries and companies get themselves out of some serious issues. DSI.biz is his website. Hey, Bill. Let's have that strategy session right now with small businesses that we would have had a year ago, and somebody says, what if we have a pandemic? And let's not laugh at them this time. Let's not throw them out of the office. What if I said to you right now, hey, Bill, help us get ready for COVID-21. What do you say to us?
I would say that it would be the right time to do that. I would also say that paying attention to a lot of the stuff in the newspapers is paying attention to lagging indicators. For example, today I see that all the papers are reporting that another 870,000 people have filed for unemployment, which takes it up to 61.9 million. The problem is, of course, that that's the total who ever filed. Many of those 61.9 are already back at work. And so a lot of the stuff that's being reported is a lagging indicator. And so for the folks in your audience, they want to think about, what do I do to survive a second wave if it's coming? You and I talked last week briefly about the Fed and the fact that they've announced for the next 2 or 3 years they're going to keep interest rates virtually at zero. As you and I also talked, a lot of your audience learned how to be lean and mean coming out of the 07
That's
and
right.
08 and 09 recession. And actually, we're staying away from borrowed money and easy credit. Well, think about that in a little different perspective at this point. Rates are at a historic low. Liquidity is going to be at a premium because you don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to call up your banker if you're a small business and borrow at a fixed rate.
That's right.
A very low fixed rate for some period of time. And put some liquidity in your bank account. Rates are
The best time to borrow money is when you don't need it.
The best time to borrow money is two things: when you don't need it, and when interest rates are at historic record lows.
And lock them in.
That was the second thing I was going to say. You don't want a floating interest rate. You want to go back and maybe loan against bricks and mortar if you have it. You want to do something else, but you want to fix the rate at what it is for now, maybe
for five years.
You can always pay it back. The interest is deductible, not that you're going to have enough profits if the economy continues the way it's going to have much of a report on that, but the fact of the matter is liquidity is going to matter, and liquidity is going to give you alternative decision authority.
And maybe even options of filling in a marketplace vacuum left by somebody who didn't take Bill's advice.
Agreed. And so this is the time, if you've been avoiding your banker, few people have been during the pandemic, this is the time to call them up, impress upon them how well you're doing to date given the tribulations of the pandemic, but also suggest that a wise person, sort of diversifies the strategy. You want to talk to the banker about getting some support for your endeavors and getting to know your banker, because I suspect the times that are coming are going to require a lot of people to have some excess liquidity respond nimbly to what they need to do.
I'm glad you're saying all that, because they hear it from me all the time. My banker secretary says, hey, Bill, it's Blasingame again. I stay close to my banker all the time, whether I need it or not. And you got to do that, folks. And you got to make your – Bill, I tell them they got to make their banker their best friend, their business's best friend.
Yeah, the second issue, Jim, is the temptation to do something in this economy. You're going to see a lot of your competitors crippled a bit, and there may be a temptation to buy low and grab something at a remarkable price during this period of time. this is not normally a time I would think of expansion. This is a time I think of you know, staying together and getting through this. Now, it's never wrong to look at an opportunity. But in this particular circumstance, even with interest rates as low as they are, this is one of those occasions where you need to be convinced, you know, the beyond all reasonable doubt that this opportunity is worthwhile doing rather than just jumping at it as you normally would.
Or as we say around here, to paraphrase you very quickly, don't get too foggy these days. Hey, Bill, good job today as always. Thank you for an excellent report. Keep up the good work and come back soon, sir.
Happy to do so, Jim. My best Brandt. To your listeners. Let's all get through this together.
There you go. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a global leader, and we're so fortunate to have him as part of our world. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.